This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, let's take a lot of your phone calls. I have a special report we're going to premiere at the bottom of the hour and a lot more here. Alex Jones, again, back live. We're on radio stations and TV stations. They want me to say that every segment. That's why I do it. In the podcasting world, you don't announce yourself every segment. We have to. That's part of broadcasting. While we're still on air, as we deplatformers, we had all those great affiliates still, and that's been the backbone, so please support them. Okay, Carlos is a longtime caller, but I'm going to go to him first. It's just open phones right now. I'm going to go to Joe, Casey, Jeff, Hal, Ben, Alex, John, David, Marcia, and others. Go ahead. You're on the air. Carlos from Canada.
Thank you, Alex. Ghislaine Maxwell and Prince Andrew is one element, and the other element that is of import to Americans is the relationship between Jeffrey Epstein and past President Bill Clinton. I'll start with Bill Clinton because it's important that people don't just get drowned in the weeds of, the pedophilia, which, of course, is very serious. But the real operation was carried out. Triumvirate operation that was carried out with the idea of transferring technology to China, top-rated, secret military material that was transmitted to China. And this was discovered in 1993 when James Woolsey, obviously no neocon, the director of the CIA, gave a report to President Bill Clinton in March of 1993. President Clinton became president in 1993 in January, and the first intelligence report that was given to him, this is what James Woolsey said. Israel was China's primary source of advanced defense technology, offering advanced military technologies that U.S. and Western firms were unwilling to provide. This is a report that was you can find in the Internet.
I remember, and then what happened to Woolsey?
What happened to Woolsey is that, he presented the material to President Clinton. President Clinton threw a canary fit. He was out to expose this whole leak of, because you see, it was the Avi aircraft. United States has given Israel high technology.
Sure, you know, the promise programs and everything. Israel was basically a tube that was transferring technology to China. And the Clintons went on with Laurel Allen Hughes, to just dump all our technology on them.
And when President Clinton began to say, I'm going to do something about this, that's when Jeffrey Epstein, 1993, appeared in the White House. The Secret Service reports revealed that he was a regular visitor, and subsequently all that was just quietly dealt with and just basically kept quiet. The second aspect was that at the same time that President Clinton was going through this, for 10 years, Prince Andrew was the U.K. commercial attaché.
You know what, Carlos? Everything you're saying is true because I remember this. This is all mainstream news, what you're saying. Stay there. We're going to come back. Start over with all of it again because that's really important. You're absolutely right. Looking at Epstein and the blackmail and the young girls used to set people up, that was, again, to blackmail the people and to get them compromised. But you're right. The big story is the transfer of all of the technologies to communist China and others and the treason that was going on and how they were using the sex ops to blackmail the entire intellectual intelligentsia, the scientific intelligentsia, to get the bioweapon secrets, everything that we now see, and to create this incestuous relationship between the scientific elite in this country and these corrupt go-betweens. So I think you're absolutely right. Let's talk about that and get your, because you're a smart guy, get your take on what you think is going to come out of that next on the other side. And then we're going to go to everybody else. And then, of course, we've got always doing a great job, especially on this whole vaccine situation. John Rappaport is coming up the fourth hour. And then the War Room, Owen Schroyer today. And that is going to be 3 to 6 p.m. Central. Barnes is still doing his podcast. We're posting it every day to Band. That video, he's doing a great job, but we just need to hire more crew to be able to do the show consistently at night, so we're working on that, hopefully that show and others. I don't know why I keep busting pins in my hands. I never used to do this. Now it's like, maybe it's just brand of pins? Like every week I'm busting a pin now, never used to happen. used to be a once-a-year subject. Now it's like constantly breaking pens. All right, we'll be right back. Please stay with us. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high-quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. Gentlemen, broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday, July 8th, global transmission. I'm going right back to your phone calls here. We have a special report dealing with the Second American Civil War that will premiere at the bottom of the hour. Carlos in Canada called in. Epstein blackmail system, transfer of tech. So recap this, but start it where you think we currently are. Why she was finally grabbed. She was obviously being protected, the word is, by the Southern District in Berman. He's been removed. What is your take on the current situation? And then let's work from the present backwards.
Good. Alex, Ghislaine Maxwell was protected in the Justice Department of the United States. You see, an operation like this run from right from the Prime Minister's Office of Israel, starting in 1992. It was Shimon Peres' idea that this was to be a technology transfer. And the Ghislaine Maxwell deal was protected through the State Department, the Justice Department. There was a Sigal Mendelker, who was an Israeli, basically an agent, in place to deal with the issue, blocked as much as possible with Alan Dershowitz, made a deal, sweetheart deal, which was then brought forth to Alex, the district attorney. And then at that point, it was sold.
You mean the U.S. attorney?
That's right, Acosta. And he would have a very, very short term because he was intelligence. It was an operation that had to be protected. The operation was directly from the Prime Minister's Office of Israel. And there was, you see, Jeffrey Epstein didn't have the wherewithal, the money. So they used what is called a Sayanim. This is information which, is, by the way, George Galloway was basically brought up in Parliament. And Leslie Wexner was a Sayanim giving funds to Jeffrey Epstein, giving him the front so that he could be a gazillionaire. The introductions were made initially by Robert Maxwell, Ghislaine Maxwell's father. And a very interesting point was that you once had a guest in your program. When he was a child, he was brought to a boat, and he was bled, and his blood was used, and apparently he was put in a little glass. His heel was cut and in this yacht, and this was given, apparently, according to his report, to President Bill Clinton to drink. Now, question is, that man, the owner of the ship, had big, big eyebrows, and he was a big, fat guy. His name was Robert Maxwell. And in the context of what they were doing was basically was bringing in people. They were getting them compromised, filmed, and so on. The material was then kept to keep them.
No, you're right. What you're talking about has been brought up by private detectives and state police in several states. And I remember that came out about a year ago. And some of the people involved in that got killed. You also got 9 of the 12 police that saw the Wiener laptop have ended up dead. So there's been a big murder operation to try to cover this up, and it's now coming to a head. And it's even mainstream news that Israel was blackmailing the Clintons and Monica Lewinsky and a lot more. So now, as all this is coming out, what do you expect is about to happen? What do you make of Maxwell being grabbed now?
What happens now is that, you see, Prince Andrew was really, they weren't friendly to Prince Andrew. They were using him as a useful idiot because he was an industrial commissioner throughout the whole period for 10 years, you know, of the UK. When he was brought up...
Sure, it's the same deal. The UK's doing it right now, giving him Huawei deals because they're getting blackmail material from the Israelis.
Correct. And at this point, Prince Andrew was revealed internally because the MI6 was investigating why there were these material advantages that Israel was winning bids, et cetera, et cetera. This material was being leaked. And the industrial commissioner was at that time was Prince Andrew. Prince Andrew was then revealed to the parliament, and he was removed. The moment he was removed, Jeffrey Epstein dropped him like a hotcake, and they call him Sticky Andy because he kept sort of trying to get back into the game. Unfortunately, where this is all going to go, basically, is that you have to identify Leslie Wexner. You have to see Alan Dershowitz's role in all this as a fixer. You have to see it as an operation which was carried out to transfer technology to China. The greatest danger and damage that has been done was because this is a communist country. It's a communist nation. We're not a communist nation, a democracy. Even like Russia, that would have been possibly workable, but it isn't workable with a communist nation. And the transfer of technology involved the giving of the high-speed processing, computing, high-speed chips that the Chinese didn't have for real-time processing. From there, they derived all the technology that today threatens the very existence of communications of the United States. And hacking and so on.
Oh, you're absolutely right. So, and then Obama accelerated the program and gave them the Office of Personnel Management hack to be able to compromise our entire global intelligence network. And now we are in a fight against the deep state and the different power accesses in England, in Israel. I'm not saying those countries are our enemies. I'm saying there are groups within those countries that have penetrated our government and are basically transferring us through the globalist system to China. And Trump, I think, is really trying to reverse that and navigate this minefield, this ice field of icebergs. I mean, this is just a biblical time to be alive. And I am seeing a lot of dominoes fall since this weekend that I can't tell you about at this point, where they're really going after the Clinton network and they're really going after big tech behind the scenes. I'm just going to leave it at that. And some big stuff went down on July 4th. I think it's a very positive thing that Ghislaine Maxwell's in there. And I think that this just puts the Clintons and the globalists and the arms of Mossad that are involved in this really in checkmate. Because I'm not here to defend Israel. I'm here to defend America. I'm not here to defend England. But I do want to defend Western culture. And I try to navigate all this while staying out of it and being a neutral citizen of America. But if you look at it, you have what Omer being caught and obviously running Epstein. And then now you've got them trying to get rid of Netanyahu, but the Netanyahu's involved. From your researched experience, who are the factions in Israel, and is Netanyahu involved in this? Because it looks like they killed the earlier prime minister that you mentioned was the one that triggered this whole deal. So why would the right-wing Israelis kill that guy if then they were involved in this transfer? Or do you think Netanyahu's involved in it?
Well, the situation is not easy, because it started with Robert Maxwell. You see, during the war, Robert Maxwell, he took the name from a coffee can. His name was Hawk, but he took the name Maxwell from a...
No, he was a very successful guy from the bottom-up commando type that did a lot of big stuff in World War II and then got brought into British intelligence and the founding of Israel and his burial in the Mount of Olives and is a respected Israeli spy.
Exactly, and that's where his daughter and where Jeffrey Epstein will be buried, because the three of them, are the highest, greatest contributors to the development of Israel from the secret operations. They don't have stars in the in the wall like the CIA does for the great heroes. They put people in the Garden of Olives, basically the best place for heroes. And these individuals transferred enormous amounts of technology. Now that's what a country does. I mean, now you can't blame Israel for having
sure. But we're almost out of time. We're talking about reality. This is all well known. Fauci's involved as well. How is Bill Gates involved with Epstein?
Well, I don't want to go there today, another day, but the important thing is that President Trump has identified a problem, and that is that China made a deal with Israel that two ports facilities were not going to be administered by China, basically in Israel, with the military facilities. And at that point, President Trump said, what's going on? What's going on here? And I believe you will see that Secretary of State Pompeo has been telling the Israelis, get rid of these Chinese port facilities because they're no good. And this is where there's a very quiet struggle going on. And I believe that the Israeli government is now asking President Trump for the moon, you know, in order to get rid of the Chinese and betray the Chinese. Of course, this is going to create a major, major problem in the next few months.
Israel better get on board with the United States and knock it off.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Carlos. Always an amazing caller. Now, I can't spend 15 minutes with the next callers. I know you're all just as smart and just as cool. Carlos is a really smart guy. And I know who he is. When we come back, we're going to take more of your phone calls. We'll talk to Hal and others. On the other side of this quick break, please stay with us. And tell folks to tune in. It's unfiltered. It's the real deal. It's pro-human, pro-America, pro-black, pro-white, pro-everybody. As long as you're not a tyrant, we're on your side.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Said, I'm not going all Alex Jones on you. Then he went into the New World Order. Well, he's gone all Alex Jones now. Talking about the vaccine, how they're putting microchips in it, how they want to depopulate everybody, and how it's the mark of the beast. Go to David talking about that, then Hal, talking about AI control grids. David in Dallas, Kanye West, and COVID-19. What do you make of his statements to a major newspaper?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, so I'm going to make this quick. Basically, what I want to know is, because the governors and, you know, the states are basically controlling the mask mandates, essentially. And, they're getting orders from the higher up. But it's like, what is it going to take for them to let up on these policies? You know, like do they need to come out with a vaccine? Like, what exactly has to happen? Because the way I'm seeing it is that there is no end to this. You know, it's like they've got control. You know, they've taken control of people's minds, you know. They've got them scared. Even the conservatives, you know, even the people that, you know, that mean well and stuff, it's like, you know.
Well, let's talk about this, because I mentioned all the different things that this COVID-19 takeover does. The forced inoculations getting us in debt, the world government, the medical surveillance, the apps on the phones, compulsory tracking, how it's being globally directed by the UN, world government. But the big one is telling us we're non-essential, dehumanizing us, and then saying what businesses can stay open, Walmart can, but your little store can't. And so, yeah, this is their whole New World Order agenda. And it's not just the states doing this. It's blue states and blue cities. And then Texas is one of the only Republican states that sadly has bowed to this. And the governor knows exactly what he's doing. And I think he thinks the public's so dumb that they'll blame every COVID-19 death on him if he doesn't start closing it down, which the word is they're going to have Austin, Houston, and others totally close down. And then the governor's going to follow suit by as early as Friday. If that's what he's currently, and that's from inside the governor's mansion, I'll leave it at that. I mean, that place is leaking like a sieve now because people do not like what the governor's doing. I can tell you that. The lieutenant governor doesn't like it. Nobody likes it. And he won't talk to the lieutenant governor. He won't meet with anybody now. He gets on the phone with the CDC. That's Bill Gates, people. Notice Trump saying the CDC is misguiding people and he's against the CDC. It's the bureaucracy. Trump can't fire the CDC right away. But he can get us out of the UN that's helping direct it, so he did that. I mean, we're at war. Trump's the real deal. This country's fighting for its life, brother. And so your instinct is right, is that, you know, this is never meant to stop. This is the clampdown. This is the AI takeover. Have you seen my film Endgame?
Yeah, man, I've seen it all. I'm only 23 years old, man. I'm young and like.
Oh, no, I'm not putting you down. You're smart. I'm saying share it with others. How did I make that 13 years ago and it's exactly coming true? Because I'm not that smart. They said what they were going to do. That's what's frustrating.
Let me expand on that real quick. So, like, the way I'm thinking is I'm thinking about it as like some esoteric ritual. And it's like the way they have to implement these things is they have to
get us to agree to it. That's the final cherry. You're absolutely right. It's a cult. It's a medical cult. They're wearing masks like in an occult ritual. They want us to wear them and smother ourselves and say we're bad and say we're failed. We've got to go to them, the twin serpents, to get something in our body to be given the passcode to be able to live.
Yes.
We have to have them put their metal genitals in our body and inject us with their concoction.
It's very evil. It's sinister at its core, and it's just.
Oh, rapists will tell you most rapists don't rape women because they like the sex. They like the power.
It has nothing to do with the sex. It's all about the power. It's about control.
Adam Schiff, they all want to rape us, period. That's it. The whole left thing is about raping your language, raping your children, raping your food with GMO, raping you with 5G, raping. And then they teach feminists that all sex is rape, even though 99% of it isn't rape, and that men are inherently bad and all this crap. Because then the highest levels of sex abuse are in lesbians. It's all about rape. Go ahead.
So, it's an honor to talk with you. I just have one more question. What do you think about Kanye West? Do you think that he's serious? Do you think that it's all sort of like a facade? Like,
no, it's not a facade. He saw his wife and he saw her dad and, you know, teaching kids to chop their balls off. That was too much for him. And he knows Black Lives Matter, wants to kill all the black people. And he's a wild man and he's 100% real. It doesn't mean he's not, you know, a bad guy at some level. So am I. But he wants to be with God and he wants to be with Jesus, and he understands evil when he sees it, and he's making the right choice. Now, does that mean he's still not an entrepreneur? Does that mean he's still in the showboat? That's why he's successful. He's very talented. And I most Kanye West music, I listen to it. Most rap I listen to, I don't like. But I mean, I like only the good stuff, like Two Live Crew and stuff like that. I'm too sure. I will stop now. The good stuff back in the past. Good songs about booty. Okay, I'm going to stop right there. But listen, God bless you, and I appreciate your call. I'm having a little too much fun here. I know Kanye West was this close to coming on the show, and his security people, who he's gotten control of now, basically were threatening to have him thrown in a mental institution again. Remember when he first endorsed Trump, they threw him in a mental institution. That was crazy. And now he's saying, you know, I'm not with Trump. What he's doing is he's hedging his bets so that he can inject issues out there. But you notice when he did hedge his bets, he said, though, I'm not taking your vaccine. I'm not going along with your New World Order. I'm not going along with Bill Gates. So he's just saying, hey, I'm pulling back in case Trump doesn't do the right thing. I don't think West is politically at this point sophisticated enough to know if he's making the right decision. I think he's way more sophisticated than I am at music or stuff like that or PR or whatever. I'm just saying, this stuff's really complex. This stuff, you have to have just masses of knowledge of every sector of it to be able to put it together and really make sure you know what you're talking about. That's why a lot of times I can't even talk about some of the stuff I know, because I'm still trying to figure out what it means. That's enough of me babbling. Hal in FEMA Region 3, you're on the air, sir.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, another young caller in my 20s. I've called before. When I first started listening, it's funny because I always was a student of history, but I said to myself about 2011, I said, you know what is, I can just tell is that there's an invisible empire out there. So I went on to YouTube. I think this was before even Google really got control of it. I just typed invisible empire, and a documentary by Alex Jones came up, and ever since then I started by buying products like the Pro Pure shower filter and the Nation iodine back when it was that blue color, and it was still great then, still great now. But I really wanted to talk about the AI control grid that's not just coming. It's a lot of people think it's already here. You know.
Oh, sure. You're right. The AI takeover's here. We're just being phased over onto it, but it's 100% in place. You're right.
When it comes down to the virus, you know. I really think that the AI has been running the show for a while, and all the things with, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein, they're all just setting up the AI grid for us, and the AI just hasn't found its ideal host body, the perfect Terminator to download into before it admits that it's...
Well, it's got to get us more domesticated first, and we fight the AI by moving to the country, becoming self-sufficient, and creating communities that are ready to smash it. But stay there. I want to come back and talk about this briefly, then I'm going to premiere a special report and go back to your calls. Don't hang up, Hal.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air And we just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendovite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendovite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, I hate you, f*** you, f*** you, f*** you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phone. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Are you afraid of losing your audience? Yeah.
I told you I'm only afraid of God. I'm only afraid of my daddy, God. Mm-hmm. I done been 15 years. I'm telling you, God is showing that you can have your own thoughts, bro. I've been canceled before there was cancel culture. Who told you that my career would be over? The same people that are telling you that you can't have a right to say who you will vote for, those people will be soon to take Jesus out to school. Those people will be soon to remove Jesus, period, from America, which is the Bible Belt. Those people will be soon. Man, come on, man. I ain't finna go Alex Jones level on y'all, man. Come on, man. What y'all? Like, wake up. Wake up, Mr. West. Wake up, culture. Wake up. Everybody think they so woke, but they following the rules of what woke's supposed to be.
Speaking of that, it's scientific fact that the masks don't protect you. Not the expensive M95s, not the cloth of your face. It's a fraud. And Fauci's admitted that. He says it's a sign of respect to them. Look at this article. Wounded veteran Israel Del Toro gets apology after being refused entry to the commissary at the military base because he wasn't wearing a mask. Of course, he's famously got blown up and burned up and doesn't have any ears and can't wear a mask. The commander of Peterson Air Force Base apologized, one of the nation's most well-known wounded warriors, for being refused entry into the base commissary. By the way, it's federal and state law that if you have asthma or a medical condition, they can't ask you what it is under HIPAA, but you say I have a condition. But people are so ignorant now, police are beating people up and arresting them all over the country because they're the heroes to save us from COVID-19. I'm not against police in general. I don't think police are bad in general, but police following illegal orders and acting like out-of-control thugs, virtue signaling, are. And we're going to show you some of this video and then go back to the calls. This lady, Beverly Betty, is there in Florida. And she's trying to go into the city council meeting, and this is what the police did to her. Here it is.
No. If you riot and loot it, they won't do nothing. If it was Black Lives Matter protesting, they wouldn't do nothing. What's that? What's that? If it was Black Lives Matter, they wouldn't do nothing. Hey, what country is this? Hey, what country is this, huh? No rights?
That's what they do. That's what they do.
All the monuments got broken up. All the monuments got broken up. What is it doing?
Look, there's more people being arrested. But you've got the black lady being arrested. And again, if a white cop is doing that to the Black Lives Matter, you'd never see the end of it. But look at these black ladies getting arrested. They know what's going on.
Holy Ghost! Let it be known! I'm being arrested because I refuse to wear a mask in the United States of America. I'm being arrested because I refuse to wear a mask in the United States of America. This is where we are.
This is in Cape Coral.
Where we are.
Why? 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 Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Why?
Why?
Why? Why? Why?
Why?
Why?
Full videos on InfoWars.com.
You've already made it. You've already made it.
You can do it. You can do it.
This is where a cop has a dog and a cop has a badge. There's no difference.
Sir! Sir, let's go, sir!
Arrested for no mask. You're not getting the ticket. You're going to jail. Oh, but if you're a prisoner for rape, we're going to let you out because of it.
Oh, see, I can't just do it. You got a badge.
And they're going to come for you with the forced inoculations as early as December. And they'll take your kids away. They're now all over the news. They're going to take your kids if you don't let us shoot them up. And your kid will have a convulsion and die. They'll love it.
Step back. Step back. Keep it falling out of my face. Step back.
Yeah, see, they've been given a green line. If somebody's black, arrest them. Beat them up. In fact, you saw the video in New York, you know, beating the black guy up. He's not wearing a mask. Oh, it's okay. Beat up a black guy all day long for no reason. But if they're a drug dealer that's attacked the police or whatever, oh, well, then you got to leave them alone.
You want to be a part of this? Really? You want to go nationwide being a part of this?
That's who they are. And it goes on. The full video is on InfoWars.com. I need to go through your calls here because I have this video I'm going to premiere as well. But let's go back to Hal and FEMA Region 3. Hal, look, this is the great human challenge. We're always going to be challenged by this. Revelations tells us this. We're going to win in the end. It's our spirit we have to worry about. But I would advise people, to, you know, really as quickly as you can move to rural areas. I want to get Joel Skousen on for like 2 hours. He's a world expert on this, but where to go in the U.S., where to go in other parts of the country. I sell a book called Strategic Relocation at InfoWarsStore.com, but it has a lot of great information. But bare minimum, you need to get out of the big cities and get out of the suburbs, because they are designing them to where they can implode them and take full control of you socially to make you comply. That means turn your guns in, turn your kids over to them, medically let them do what they want to you. This is their plan. They're going to use mass compliance. And then once we comply, they're going to release real viruses and say that people that didn't comply for the next vaccine caused it. Okay? I mean, these people are violently coming at you. But Hitler came with tanks, so people fought him. They come with vaccines. Hal, anything else?
Yeah, you said it, man. That's exactly what I was going to ask you. How exactly do they make InfoWars and the InfoWars listeners the terrorists in the end? And I just want to say one thing real quick, and that's with the police. What it's going to be is that, oh, the police are too dangerous and they're discriminants, so we need to have robots with padded arms, you know, corral everybody in, because they won't discriminate, at least, you know, if they malfunction.
100%. And then they're ordered and controlled by the globalists. That's why they're trying to destroy the military and destroy the police to replace it with the robots. They admit that. It's all been planned. And the cops are adopting the robots and the drones like idiots. They're adopting their replacements. You know, I knew a bunch of guys that were managers at IBM, and they said to me, no, we are all replacing ourselves, nothing against the end engineers, it was true, with people that are paid 20% of what we are. We've already been there for years replacing everybody else, and now we'll be let go in 6 months. And they were let go, but they still worked for the 6 months they had. Instead of unionizing the Indians or something, everybody gets more money. The point is that, and then now the Indians that were trained years ago, they've been let go, and new Indians are brought in. It's this process of not building an economy, but using this to consolidate the economy. I appreciate your call. God bless you, Hal. All right, I got to get to more calls because we got a guest coming up, and I want to play this report. Let's go ahead and go to. She's about to go to Marcia, but she just hung up. That's crazy. I'm about to go to Swaley, hang up. Let's go to Charles in Atlanta. Charles, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Good job, man. Doing awesome.
I'm trying, brother. Go ahead.
Cool. I called you about a year ago, and you can look up the date or whatever. And I suggested that Trump should leave all these censorship platforms, the social media platforms that are censoring people, and then issue an executive order telling everybody that's currently working in the executive branch and all its agencies to get off the censorship platforms and, you know, kind of move to another place.
I remember when you called.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to ask you, where do you think we'd be right now if he had actually done that?
We would be in a lot better place right now, and they wouldn't have been so arrogant. I can tell you behind the scenes, they're not so arrogant now.
Yeah, well, they're going to blow the election if they don't do something.
What else do you think Trump can do now?
Well, he could appoint a special counsel to start investigating voter fraud in all 50 states by force right now before they steal the election.
Stay there. Hold over, because this was my next subject, and I'm glad somebody brought it up, because they're setting the precedent and setting the groundwork with the talking points that Trump's going to try to steal the election when, of course, it's going to be them that do it. Let's talk about that and how Trump counters it straight ahead with Charles. We'll get to everybody else's holding as well. Stay with us.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to host about 15 minutes the next hour. The John Rappaport took a new article. This went live at Infowars.com. The three men who own corporate America. Why do mega corporations accept the lockdowns? Because they engineered them, my friends. And I will, at 6 after premiere, the report on Civil War is very important. But I'm going to get to at least the next 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 calls that are... Everybody on hold, I will get to you. I want to talk to you. Now, the last caller, holding over, Charles, is bringing up the fact that Hillary and all these bigwigs in the globalist system are saying Trump's going to challenge the election, and if he challenges it, that's illegitimate. But they themselves obviously just challenged the last election and are still challenging it. And they challenge his electors. They've been challenging the whole system. So here's CNBC. Goldman Sachs warns delayed election results this November, similar to Bush-Gore, could rock the market. So they're threatening to plunge the market if they don't get what they want. But it'll be Trump that keeps the market up, because that means America is open for business and not now the stepping stool or footstool of communist China. Continuing, Biden, Trump may try to steal election or not leave office. But then if Trump says they're trying to steal it with mail-in ballots and illegals and dead people voting, which they've been caught doing, oh, then it's crazy and insane. So that's what's going to happen. Biden says military would help oust Trump if he loses election but refuses to leave. Reuters. See more coup talk. CFR has called for a military coup. Hillary says she's not sure if he'll leave. You might have to have the military. Well, no. I tell you. Big tech doesn't respect our country, our government. Our government has become like obsolete morons letting this happen. And I'm a libertarian, little L. But big tech and big corporations are bigger than the federal government, hundreds of times combined. And they operate as governments, and they're authoritarian governments, and they hate America, and they hate your family. And so I will use the U.S. government as a weapon against them. That's what governments are for, is to guard you from other worse governments. And believe me, what's left of the U.S. government is a lot better than the New World Order. That's why they're dismantling it right now. This is a consolidation, a takeover. Charles, you say you think there's a setup for election fraud. I think bears take dumps in the woods. Absolutely. So what's the next phase? What do you want to tell us?
The only thing I can think of, it should have been done 2 years, 3 years ago. But, I mean, if he appoints a special counsel and just checks the voter rolls now, he can have Democrats watching too, but just get the voter rolls and then watch like a hawk all the way through the election so they can't do it. And then be mindful of what Ted Cruz and that other Epstein guy said in that meeting where Google's going to manipulate the daylights out of it.
Well, they already are at every level, and the Democrats will call it election meddling or voter intimidation. No, it's not. I totally agree with you. We need to say the Democrats are getting ready to try to steal it. They've been caught, and this is what we're going to do to stop it.
Well, yeah, and then Veritas caught Facebook red-handed a couple weeks ago editing content. I mean, they got a bunch of, you know, skinny jean-wearing silicon soy boys sitting around cramming Cheetos up their tailpipe, deleting posts and, you know, suspending everybody's accounts. And they've already kicked it into hyperdrive. I'm suspended everywhere just for posting InfoWars. So you know they're doing it. You know it's coming. So they better do something or it's over in November.
Well, there's been a... We've noticed something inside Facebook and inside Google just since 4th of July, and it's a good trend. Looks bad on the surface, but let me tell you, the Justice Department has subpoenaed all of them. There's a criminal investigation going on that's confirmed, and there's a lot happening behind the scenes, but I think it's maybe too little too late, but God bless you, my friend. Thank you, Charles. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Casey in Georgia. You're on the air.
Alex.
Welcome.
Hey, Alex, the breath is the spirit. You know, we all share the same breath. You know, the breath literally means spirit.
God breathed out through his nostrils and created the heavens and the earth.
Yeah, and that's the mark of God. Anything that can breathe, it has God in it. And anything that doesn't breathe, like the drones and stuff, obviously not a product of God. So all colors are sharing the same breath. And they're driving the breathing algorithm into a shallow breathing algorithm so we manifest from a shallow place. It's a fear pattern. You know, every emotion has a breathing pattern that goes with it.
That's right. A kidnapper puts their hand over your mouth to put you in that mode of fear.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, that's the creation pattern. You know, if you're operating from a fearful sympathetic nervous system pattern, then you're going to operate from fear. You're going to make your worst fears come true. And that's why I feel like breath work is really critical to control the nervous system and the endocrine system as these hoaxes and things go on. And that's the thing about COVID, I feel like, is to block the breathing pattern. Because that's the spirit pattern, the breath of God that runs through us all. That's the real original algorithm of creation that they're trying to interfere with here. And they'll never be able to mimic it. And babies breathe from their diaphragm. And that's the way we're naturally supposed to
breathe. That is what my good buddy this morning, he said, Alex, you don't need to work out. He goes, you need to do an hour of breathing work and breathe from your diaphragm because you're so busy on air and fighting all the time that I breathe shallow now, and that's how you die. You're absolutely right.
Yes, sir. And that's like you were saying about the Stone Age and everybody's weed being so trendy and everything and weaponized. It's the Stone Age, man. And it has everything to do with the shift that we're going. Like you said, you're not into astrology. You're more into astronomy. But we're going into massive planetary shifts, like you said, and there's going to be a big one on December 21st, and that's what they say. You know, that's the beginning of the age of Aquarius, the true beginning, and that's an air age. And I feel like that, you know, the breath of God, the spirit, it'll be more energy in the air and more clarity. And we're in.
Well, let me tell you, I don't get into mumbo jumbo. I get into what works and what's real. And I'm telling you, this July 4th, that planetary alignment, we were all high as kites just from it, and still days later can't sleep. Everybody I talk to can feel it. I mean, can you feel it? And guaranteed these evil people are scared. They feel it. That's why they're trying to exercise power over us, hoping they can suppress us.
Definitely, and like that's what John the Baptist said, that I baptize with water, but the one that's stronger than me that I can't wear his sandals, that he baptizes with the Spirit. And that's why, like you were saying, breath work It's critical for controlling the circulation, controlling the nervous system, going into the parasympathetic nervous system so we can control our endorphins and the release of them, because that's the whole adrenochrome and the adrenaline thing. They're trying to keep people locked in a sympathetic nervous system, go to sleep in a sympathetic nervous system so that they can be energy vampired or, you know, being raped for their energy. Like you said, it's all about rape, Alex. I know you're already aware of all this.
Well, God bless you, my friend. You're dead on target. We're all coming together under God, and they know it, and they're scared. Thank you so much for the call. Amazing callers. Up next, who's been holding the longest now? That would be Jeff in Canada. Thanks for calling, Jeff. And Ben, Alex, and John. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, sir.
I've been a listener for about 8 years, and look, 2.5 years ago, I had a prophetic dream about you that was in Technicolor imagery and whatnot. I'm not going to share it on air, but I'm going to share what was...
By the way, I had a discussion with Tim Frugier this morning about dreams the last few nights, and he said it's like cartoon Technicolor. Get Frugier over here in the control room, see if he's here. A bunch of his wife is having these big, vivid Technicolor dreams, like where the reds, blues, and yellows really pop. Is that what you're talking about?
Totally. It was like absolutely electric, what I experienced. This was 2.5 years ago.
What did you see?
I had about a dozen really profound, what I would call God dreams in my life, and this was the last one I had.
What did you see?
25 years. What did I see?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you. I'm a truck driver, and I was sitting in a truck. I was sitting on the passenger side, and I kind of woke up as the truck was going down the road, and I looked over because it was just like I came to, and there was nobody driving the truck except I could see this hand on the wheel and a hand on the door, and the cruise control was on, and we were going super fast, and I looked, and it was you, and you had your hand on the door and a hand on the wheel, but your body was out, like, out of the truck, and you were steering at the same time, and it was like... looked super dangerous. I reached over, grabbed your wrist, and I pulled you into the truck, and then you grabbed the wheel, and then I said to you, you know, we're on the journey, but you said to me, we're on the journey, but we still have a long ways to go. And it was like driving through really dangerous, dicey times, like road conditions. And it was,
Well, I think the meaning of that dream is we have to come together and help each other.
I'll tell you what was going through me. This has been my life's work. There's a kryptonite that can defeat the globalists, and it was done 2,000 years ago with the cross of Christ. And what the world is really experiencing now is the beginning birth pains of a spiritual reboot of the revelation of Jesus Christ, who he really is, and it, all the perversion, all the twisted religious stuff is going to fall off. And we're just going to see Christ plainly for who he is. I just want to just declare out to the audience today, God loves you, and every single time you've missed the mark, that's what sin means, he dealt with at the cross of Christ. He cut a covenant with his Father, with no human being was involved with. And because of love, because we are loved, he made a way. He is the door through this and into the real reality.
God bless you, brother. Fourth hour coming up. More calls right ahead.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.